Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. God bless you all for tuning into the Dr. Cupertino Show, All With The Power. It's really 30 minutes, but it's a half hour forethought. Hallelujah. To just get in the right frame of mind to hear what that said the Lord. And then again, just to hear some sound advice. Hallelujah. Praise the creator of the universe. Before we get started, we're going to have a word of prayer. God in heaven, God within, Spirit within, thank you, thank you, thank you for giving us another day, another chance, another second to make it right, to get it right, and to follow the commands and decrees that set forth in your holy word known as the Bible. Many may not be reading it, but my dad always said people would rather see a sermon than hear one. So we're coming to you right now under the authority of the name of Jesus Christ and his shed blood. For you to, God, set us in the right mind to want to hear, to want to do right, be right, act right, talk right, walk right. Because only then will we be able to please you and serve you in the way that you approve. We love you, God, always have. May not have acted like it, but right now we're coming to you begging, pleading, oh my God, give us another chance. If we need 245, give us another chance. We love you, God. Always looking towards you and your word. Teach us, lead us in the way that you would have us to go, and we shall not falter. But most of all, you'll get the glory. Love you, need you. God, thank you. In Jesus' name, thank you. Amen. Amen and amen. Today's lesson is not strictly for men, but I think women, if you're tuning in to hear anything to make your life better under the roof with your man. I'm not going to say significant other. I don't know where that came from. God said when he brought those two together, he said, and the two of you shall become one flesh. So whatever that is, more power to those that created it. But right now, women, you're more than welcome to listen to this broadcast, which is stated here as a topic, men, mighty and powerful because of the created woman. You know, something is wrong in this world. Something is wrong in the world. It's nothing wrong with the world, but something is wrong in the world. It appears that man cannot rule, govern, or make any sense out of the problems that seem to defy solutions. I mean, everywhere you look, people are running to colleges, universities, self-help meetings. Nothing seems to get better. You know why? Because it appears they're leaving their creator out of the solution. They don't want him at that a bargaining table. They don't want God sitting there at that conference table of decision. So how in the world can anything get better? Who would know us better than the one who created us? So when he's left off of that table, my goodness, you might as well not have said anything. You wasted your gas. You wasted your time. You can't read the minds of those that were sitting there saying yes in your face, but meaning no behind your back. God has got to be in the mix. But it appears that man's whole world is in chaos, with every man allowed to themselves. Well, if it feels good, I'm going to do it. If it looks good, I'm going to take it. If it tastes good, I'm going to eat it. Just a law unto himself. Is there any relief? Who else shares the world with man that has also allowed our world to spin out of control and almost out of help? Well, it's the woman, W-O-M-A-N. And we're going to be talking about five ways that men can become the man that they were created to be in full domination of the earth that they tread on, walk on, lay on, stand and try to preach on, and the family that they started by the order of God. And I tell you, this sex nature is so powerful. If God had not given them the order to multiply and decree, they still would have killed themselves over 5 minutes of sexual fame. Oh, my God. Got to get back up on your feet, you guys, and face a dying world. So let's move on into the subject topic, men, mighty and powerful, because of the created woman. You know, when you start talking about solutions, you also start thinking about ways of help, ways of a relief out of to chaotic situations, ways out of a self-made hell. When you start talking about solutions, you want answers, and you don't want something that's going to work for 5 minutes, and then tomorrow it's a different story. So right now we're going to talk about these five ways that men can, hey, step on up to the plate and be who you were created to be. Not who you want to be, but who you were created to be. Not who mommy, daddy said you should be, should have been, ain't going to never be. We're talking about what God had in mind when he created you. We're not talking about what the billboards say or what the Trojan condoms say. But we're talking about what a created God who knows all about you, everything that you need, can believe in, want to try. It's all in God. That is what we are talking about. That's what we're talking about here. This is what we're going to expound on today. You know why? Because if somebody created you, that somebody, that something, that spirit had something in mind at the time of your creation. He had something in mind, or you would never have been created. So the Creator has something in mind for man and then woman. Then we need to get in where we fit in. We need to find out, well, what is that? How can I find anything out in the Bible? It's a big, thick book, all of those chapters, verses. I wouldn't know where to start. Well, you're going to start right now here on the Dr. Cupertino Show. The first thing, the first way, the first outway into a solution for men to become who they were created to be, number one, men have got to accept God's given role. They've got to accept what God had in mind when he created them. Not what the magazines say or what the sex nature is pulling them toward. But God had something in mind in Genesis when he said, okay, I'm going to create these people. Come on, come on. Come on, let us make man in our image. Let us make man in our image. And we're going to create him out of this dust. He's going to walk in dust on dust. And he's going to dominate every piece of earth that he walks and stands on. He's going to dominate that. And he's going to take dominion of the earth. He's going to take dominion of the animal kind. He's going to take dominion as far as his eyes can see and his soul can quiver. Because that is what the Creator, that's what the Creator said. Now, whatever has come up in 2015 from special interest groups onto what man should do and be and why he should do and be, that's garbage. That's trash. The ones talking are going to be dead very soon. Bible says 70 or 80. So whatever they got to say, they need to put their lips in check. They need to figure out how to live forever. Credit been around billions of years, his adversary billions of years, and here's some fool made out of flesh. He's come up with something new. No, don't do that. Don't follow that old ancient book. But the ancient book is still here. Bible's still one of the best sellers. Hey, yay, hey, hallelujah. But you got people saying, don't read it, and if you read it, don't follow it. But the God-given role for man was to dominate and multiply the earth. That's it. Now, whatever else you guys get in between, hey, hallelujah, praise the Lord. But God had in mind man, not woman, but man, dominating this earth, naming of the animals, and living forever in a paradise garden on earth. That's what he had in mind. So God has not changed. The Bible has not said one time that God has changed his mind toward humankind. You know why? Because it also says that he sent his son, hallelujah, to buy back a damnable, oh, hallelujah, race of people that had missed the mark. They had sinned and missed that mark. So number one, men have got to get in where they fit in. If he created you, gave you the tools and the mind to dominate this earth, and of course a right way. Let's not be a fool. He really didn't have warmongering in mind. There was no reason for him at the time of creation. Read the book. First three chapters in Genesis. But if that's what God had in mind for you guys to dominate take control. That's another word, take control. Take control of this planet in a right way. Preserve it. You're going to live on it. You're going to breathe the air supply to it. That is what God had in mind for you to do. So when you fall down on your knees and ask the Creator God, Psalms 83:18 says that thou, whose name art Jehovah, art the Most High God over all the earth. So, okay, let's get that out the way. If Jehovah God, in the name of Jesus, had that in mind for you to do, then just get in step. And the best way you can is to fall down on your knees and say, God, help me. God, help me. I don't want to do it. But since you said do it, help me to do it. And I'm going to do it in a way that you approve. Number two, men, you need to go forward in the power of the name of God. Go forward. He's given you power. I know some men that are very strong, very physically very strong. And they told me, some of them have said in my younger days, oh my God, I could almost swim sea to sea. But you got power. God's Son promised power. You can't do nothing without power. You're not looked upon as nothing without a perceived power. So when you go forth in the power of God's name, meaning everything that you do and say, even everything that you eat, it has power in it. So you want to call on God to give you power to go forward in the power of His name, not in the name of GQ, not in the name of these interest groups that are telling you to change your nature. Do whatever you want to do, but you're going to pay a price. You're already paying a price. Look at the world you're in. Look at all the talk of violence and crime, incest, hatred, infidelity on every level. Look at the world you're in. Your children are starving to get that. They're dying in the streets. The hospitals don't seem to know the answers anymore. Look at it. Look at it. So you might as well just take up your cot and walk. And go forward in the power of God. Say, well, how do I do it? Number one, you're going to ask God to give you power to go forward in His name. That's you're going to ask a Holy Ghost God to help you to know how to get into the power base of God, how to click that switch, turn it on, how to get in where you fit in on God's program. You're not going to do it if you don't go forward in His name. You're going forth. You're going to say, from this day on, I don't care if I starve to death on the near street corner, but I know in starving, I'm going to be calling on His name, saying, I've already asked you to give me the power. Give me the anointing Holy Ghost power. I'm not talking about the power of man that's going to be dead 70 or 80. May get an extra 10 years, but what is that? You're 85, knowing you're going to be dead any second, any minute. What is that? How can you enjoy yourself knowing that any day may be your last? Ask God to give you the power to go forth in the power of His name, meaning you're going to act on whatever God wants you to do. You're going to act on clues and spiritual leanings of what God wants you to do. That's what you're going to do. Ask the Creator God to give you Holy Ghost power to go forth. Tell Him, I can't move until you do. Tell Him, I'm not going to take one step until you do. Tell Him, I'm going to sit down on you, God. I'm going to sit down in my soul, God. I'm not going to turn to the north, east, south, or west until you send me some power. Now, how you know you got power? When you rise up and start taking charge. Start taking charge of your neighborhood. Start taking charge in your house. Start taking charge on the job. Start taking charge in your house of worship. Start taking charge for the fatherless and the fatherless son, the fatherless daughter, and the old widow, the elderly. Start taking charge. When you rise up off of whatever bed you done stumbled over into, when you rise up for real and you make that decision that you're going to walk in the power of the name of God, then He's going to send you forth in His name to do great things. Man, you were created to do great things. If you're not doing great things now, you've been beat down by the adversary, none other than Satan the devil. You've been beat down, you've been fooled, You've been conjugated. Everything has happened to you outside of the will and the power of God. Now it's time to get in where you fit in. What else can you do? Look at our world. The United States has spent close to $600 billion on war and war armaments in the last 12 months. What are you going to do? What else can you do? You've got to take charge, or there's not going to be anything to take charge of. But I guarantee you one thing. He says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but not my word. So you're getting some word here. You can put your money, you can put your business, you can put everything you have or pray to have on that one thing, that God and his will for you as a man is not going to change. Go forward. Go forth in the power of the name of God. The next thing you can do, number three, is take up the mantle of responsibility. Stop letting your woman run your house. Isn't that awful? I don't care if you're there 2 hours a day. Stop letting her run that. You know, it was an old saying that, you know, women run the house, men run the outside. No, that's not what God said. He said that men, through the inspirational leanings, hunching toward Paul, they call him St. Paul now, that men are the head of the house, just as Jesus Christ is the head of the church. And the Father God, Jehovah, head of everything. Take control. Take up the mantle of responsibility. Ask any woman over 10 what traits she would refer and prefer in a man. And you know what they're going to say? That he take charge of his house. Stop being a punk. Yes, I said that. Stop punking out. Stop acting like you're weak. Take charge of your house. Become the head of the house. Now, if you can't become, you're not willing to become, you don't want to become the head of your house, how is God, the Creator God, going to give you any power to go forward in his name? He said you're going to be the head of the house. Now, what does that mean? Going in there, kicking chairs and throwing things around, abusing those in your home? No. Taking charge means setting your house up so that your wife can run it efficiently and to create a heaven on earth when you're there. That's what that means. No woman respects a man that's getting up with a penis between his legs, putting his pants on one leg at a time, and turning his back on responsibilities in his home. That is the beginning of hell. That is the beginning of an adulterous relationship right up under your nose. That's the beginning of a house out of control in chaos. That is the beginning of hell on earth. When you as men do not take charge, do not pick up the mantle of responsibility, in a day she's not going to want you. In 2 days she's going to hate you. Do what God has told you to do, whatever it is. If you pick up 2 pieces of wood a day and bring them back home if you're out of work, she'll respect you for that. And a woman that don't respect you hates you. A woman that don't respect you does not love you. A woman that does not respect you does not care nothing about you, no matter how much money you lay on the table. And if you're not careful, she's going to end up with another man. That's going to take your place. Now, if that's what you want, brothers, I tell you what, keep on not walking in the power of the name of God and not taking up the mantle of your responsibility. That's your responsibility. If you ask that woman to marry you, if you brought her into your home, that's your responsibility. And if you get a godly woman and you don't handle your responsibility, God, Jehovah, is going to strip you naked in the face of your enemies, and he's going to see that you lose everything you got. Now, if you think I'm lying and playing, give me a call at 424-634-9615 or email me at mothernature7@gmail.com, and I'll tell you a personal, real personal story, not one that I heard, but one that I lived. Dr. Cupertino will share it, so you got to stop playing around. You better ask God to give you the strength to take up that mantle. Now, if you can't pick it up with your own 2 hands because you're so laden and loaded down with sin, I tell you what, you better run and jump on your knees. You better tell God to give you the strength to take up the mantle of responsibility. Number four, you need to show forth your strength. The world does not like a coward. The world does not want to see a coward. If they think you are a coward, they don't want you around. Now's the time to ask Jehovah to help you show forth your strength. Because if you don't, you're going down. But you're going to be hated and disrespected and overlooked before you go down. You've got to show forth your strength. He created you in his image, which means there's some strength there laying latent and dormant. Men, you can do it. Call Dr. Cupertino. I'll pray for you. I'll pray over you just for the asking. Show forth your strength. If you are a coward, you're going to live in a chaotic world. You're going to live in a chaotic household. It's going to be chaotic until finally the forces that be shut it down. Shut it down. Shut it down. Shut it. You'll be lower than the animal. The force it was shut it down. Show forth your strength. You ain't got none. You think you don't have any? Go to God. Apostle James said, if anybody seeks wisdom, ask of God. Ask God to give you the strength to take up your mantle of responsibility. Strength to go forward in the power of his name. And strength, God, help me, help us all, to accept the God-given role that we're given. Number five, become the head of the house that you live in. I don't have to say any more about that. Grandpa made $1 a week and fed a family of five and a wife pregnant. Come on now. Come on. And he was the head. If there was any problems in the household, the town, the city, everybody blamed the man of the house. They didn't look at the woman. They called him out. What's going on? You got problems? What are you doing? What are you not doing right? Many of you remember the older man that would mentor the younger man, how men would get together in clansmanship. They discussed their problems. They kept problems away from their house because they knew they weren't going to be able to stay in that house with that woman because she was going to ride them like hell until they became the head, or either she was going to get out and go somewhere. I'm going to tell you something. Even the female monkeys in the jungle, scientists say they watch all the male monkeys, the ones that are weak and don't seem to know how to fight and take responsibility. The monkeys won't have, the female monkeys won't mate with them. They won't have nothing to do with them. So even the animals know a sorry, sick man that has refused to take up his responsibility in his house is not worth having the house. Gotta take it from them. Not worth having the house. If they don't stand on their 2 feet, black, green, white feet, and don't take the responsibility as head of that house, guess what? They're going to end up without it. They're going to end up shamed. And sooner or later, once the full covers pull off of them, they're going to end up hated. Nobody will give them a slice of bread or a drink of water. Men, to become mighty and powerful in the power of God, make up in your mind that you're going to become the head in your house. And now she might not like it. She might say, well, I'm going to pack up and leave. Let her go. Let her go. That is the judgment for you not taking it up in the first place. Let her go. I know some women that get on the phone and talk to other men right in front of their men to disrespect them. They're not thinking about them. You know why? Because you guys have dropped the ball. Find the ball and pick it back up. It may not be too late. And then if it is, you've learned something. Get on over to the next house. You've learned something. Number one, you've learned to leave women alone until you're ready for them. Number two, you've learned to stay out of a woman's face until you're ready to go forth in the power of God. Here's the most important one. You have learned to keep your mouth shut unless God is speaking out of your mouth that he is open for you to speak out of. The Bible says that the day is coming, and it is now, when men and women will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. You now have gotten some spirit of God, not to repeat the same dreaded mistakes that you made in the past. So you can become a new creature, a new creation, because you made up your mind that this time around I'm going to accept God's role. Whatever he's told me to do, that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to hide. I'm not going to play mentally ill. I'm not going to blame the front door. I'm not going to blame the dog. I'm not going to blame the cat. I'm not going to blame nothing but myself. Because while I'm playing the blame game, I'm a loser. I'm a loser for all the world to see. There's no power in a loser. He's a joke. Enemies and all won't even want him around. They'll pick up some vibrations and say, don't bring that person around me. Is that what you want to hear? Powerful men don't play that game. Looking for a bite to eat, get on out there in the back alley with the dogs and eat some slop. If you're just living, if you're not going to accept God's given role, get in the back, get you a bowl of slop, eat that, because you're no better than that. You're a disgrace amongst men and a disgrace in the eyes of God. And you're a disgrace to the parents that suffered to bring you into the world, a disgrace. How awful. You owe your ancestors something if you don't want to accept God's given role. And women, I'm talking to you. You need to take up your rightful place. God said, I'm going to make man a helpmate. That's all I'm going to say. Because next week, women, take up your rightful role, get in your place, get in your lane and stay there. We're going to talk about that next week. That's going to be our next week's lesson. But women have got to help their men. Now, God does not expect you to continue to use your strength in the face of an enemy. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you have gotten yourself, I'm talking to women. Now, if you done got yourself in a bad situation, ask God to get you out of it. I'm a living witness. Hallelujah, more than once, he'll make it right. If he see you in a damnable situation, you ain't got to call the domestic violence people. You don't have to call your mother on the phone, head up under bed to talk. Ask God to fix it. And right in the midst of that ugly situation, he'll send an army for you. He'll send somebody for you. You don't have to sit in that either. But men, I got news for you. Your world has fallen apart. And the women folk, womankind, have seen it. Women have set back and gave you men a chance to run things. And you done got out of line, way out of line. It's time for you to get back in line. And when the woman see that you are back in line under the banner of a created God, then she's going to help you. She's going to get in behind you. And you know how I know this. My daddy said, if a woman cannot take a bullet for a man, she shouldn't marry that man. She shouldn't be with that man. This ain't about just laying down, opening your legs up. This is power for living. I'm talking about power for living. I'm talking about power for bringing up children so that they can live and become the next generation that you and I and anybody else is going to need to bring us a drink of water. You got some that are not going to do that because, men, you dropped the ball. Mother's Day, you can't get in a restaurant. Father's Day, oh well. Mother's Day, no flowers exist on planet Earth. I read this past Mother's Day, billions were spent on flowers. Men, get this thing right. You done dropped the ball. You done cowered down. You're looking for somebody to blame. There's nobody to blame for Earth's woes, your house woes, your church woes, your family woes, your relationship woes but you. You want to change it around in the name of Jesus, Lord. Every man listening, put him back in his rightful place. He's listening because he want to do right, be right, and act right. He's confused. Hallelujah. Take off the spirit of confusion right now. Take off the dominion of Satan right now. And you're going to have somebody that you created that's going to walk in your name, your will, and your way. He's going to hold things again until you come. You've already said we're in the last days. We'll help make this right in the last days. Tune in next Saturday for the Hour of Power. Dr. Cupertino Show. Hallelujah. Go forward in his name.